This is Hairdressing Masterminds. I am Esmael Gillis, and I present you Sabine Dillon, co-founder of Pro Hair Clinic.
Hello, Esmael. I will introduce myself. I'm Sabine Dillon. I'm from Belgium, and I live in a small country between Antwerp and Brussels. And it's also there where our clinic is located and where my story started in 2004, when I grounded together with my husband Bart Pro Hair Clinic. So I think we were one of the first clinics who offered FUE treatments in Europe. I think Bart told you more about that.
Yes, correct.
So in the meantime, I'm already for 14 years active in the hair transplant business, and it's a really funny business. I really like it. And in 2012, I started with trichopigmentation. And trichopigmentation is actually a temporary scalp pigmentation. Do you know it?
No. So it's like a totally different approach from the FUE hair transplantation technology.
Yes, exactly. So you can't help everybody with FUE treatments. So we search for a solution for people who are suffering from hair loss.
Yes.
But who don't have enough donor area anymore to do a hair transplant, or who had a bad hair transplant before.
In the past.
In the past, yeah, yes, okay. Exactly. So we tried to find a solution, and we found the solution with trichopigmentation. So what can we do with trichopigmentation?
Yeah, what is it exactly, Sabine?
So it's actually, it's like a scalp pigmentation, but yes, it's a temporary scalp pigmentation. So that's why it calls trichopigmentation.
Okay.
So, and sometimes people asking me, oh, is it the same like a tattoo? No, it's not the same like a tattoo. It's a hair tattoo, but it has nothing to do with a regular tattoo, because we use non-permanent inks, and that is really, really important.
So what does that mean?
So the pigments, when you use permanent pigments, they can turn blue or green after a while.
With the sunshine,
yeah,
or the light.
With the sunshine, yeah, or yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And the pigments we use, they are very natural. So they can turn blue, they can turn green, and they will fade away after a few years. So it's non-permanent, and that's the perfect solution.
Okay, so a patient who decides to do that treatment is not bound by it forever.
No.
Okay.
No,
so it fades away slowly.
Yeah, it fades away slowly.
Yes.
So normally you need a touch-up every year.
Yeah.
But if you don't like it anymore, or if you don't like your hairline anymore, then you don't come back for a touch-up anymore, and then the pigments will go away, or they will fade away.
They will fade away
slowly. Yes.
Okay.
So, and also very important, all the pigments are non-allergenic. So there are no allergic reactions to it.
And very important
very
nowadays.
Important, yeah. No heavy metals in it. So that's really, really important. So, it's not like a regular tattoo. It's completely different. Also, all the equipment is different. All the needles are different. We use the smallest needle. It's a one-point needle with a smooth tip and a rough body. So it's you can't compare it with a regular tattoo.
Okay, and you do it also like is it like a machine when you go to a tattooist with an electric machine and a needle that points very often in the skin? Or is it like a
it's less or more similar, because the depth is different. So
okay,
we don't go that deep. It's just like 0.2 millimeters that we go into the skin. So
yeah,
and also the needle is very different.
So you stay in the top layer,
yes,
of the skin.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
So do you combine the two technologies, or do you keep them separate?
No, we can combine the two techniques. So we can densify a previous hair transplant by micropigmentation. So sometimes we combine it, but it's not always necessary. It depends from person to person.
So person to person, okay. So what is your mission, and what values do matter to you the most when you are doing your work?
So actually, my mission is to help people who are suffering from hair loss. Because a lot of people, it's a big issue for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's correct.
So the most important thing for me is to inform people in an honest way. Because you can't imagine how many people are depressed about their hair situation, or some people are very insecure about their hair situation. So the most important thing is to inform people in the right way. So, and you have to be honest. So you can't find a solution for everybody, but you can listen to everybody. And that's the most important thing. Don't treat people as numbers. So if you don't listen to people, bad things can happen.
Of course, yeah.
So, and for us, is that the most important thing? So we try to help everybody and we try to find the right solution.
You often experience it that people are like insecure or don't have like a little bit insecureness because they lose their hair.
Yes, very often. Yeah. So you can't imagine, sometimes people are coming in and they tell me, oh Sabine, I didn't go for a swim anymore because I'm so insecure. I don't want to go into the sea anymore. I don't go to the sauna anymore. Because I'm so insecure about my hair situation.
And how they look. And how that affects their daily life, their professional lives, their personal lives.
Sometimes they're depressed. They don't go out anymore. They're spending like hours in the bathroom to fix their hairs. Yeah. So, it goes far sometimes.
Okay. I think on that point, you can bring an added value because often those people go to hairdressers. So, and for hairdressers, it's also very difficult to work with that problem because if you have a certain amount of hairs, you can cut them very well.
Yes.
You can color them very well.
Yes.
But you're not multiplying
no.
the hair.
No, exactly.
So it's a very difficult work.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then it's important that people come in for a consultation and then we can have a look what we can do. Sometimes it's hair transplant, sometimes it's micropigmentation. So it depends from person to person. We always try to find the right solution. And of course, you can't help everybody, but you can inform people, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah. How did you set up your game to bring this to your patients or to your people who come to you for help?
What do you mean?
Yeah. I think there would be needed to have in the past like a spark or something that ignited your idea to bring this out.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard when you see a patient who is coming in and he had a bad hair transplant in the past. It's such a shame. And then I thought to myself, okay, how can we help this person? And then you try to achieve the best results. So, and that's also the reason that we started with trichopigmentation, because you can't help everybody with FUE treatments. So, but the trichopigmentation was the perfect solution to give people their self-confidence back and to give people their hairline back. And sometimes people look like 10 years younger. And the most important thing for me is actually when people are coming back after 1 year after a FUE treatment or after 3 months after trichopigmentation. And when they tell me, oh, Sabine, this is the best investment of my life. You gave my life back. That's the reason that I do this.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I can imagine that it gives you like a kind of energy.
Yes.
So what are your biggest goals or dreams or aspirations?
Oh, my biggest dream. They always say you have to dream big. And I try to do that. So actually, I want to be the best trichospecialist of the world. Oh, I'm just kidding, but I try to. But I always try to achieve the best results as possible.
That's a nice one. Yeah, that's good. So can you share maybe like two of the most powerful experiences that shaped who you are now?
Can you explain? Just tell me a little bit more what you.
Okay. So if you when you're in your profession daily, you or maybe personally, because you have to like have something that triggers also for you to why do you want to be the best? What experience led you to come in that mindset to want to be the best? You see, because it's always a journey.
Yeah.
It's always a development you undergo.
Because that's me. I try to achieve the best results. And I have people who are coming from all over the world. I have people who are coming from Germany. I have people who are coming from Sweden. I have people who are coming from Norway. So that's
wow,
my
that's
view.
Yeah.
So that they are traveling so far to be treated by me.
Yeah, that gives you the energy.
That gives me the energy.
Yeah.
And I want I want to achieve the best results. That's me. I try to be a perfectionist. So
that's a nice answer, because I wanted to also to add if there's an experience, but your experience, can we say that the experience of the pleasure when a work is well done gives you the energy to move further?
Yeah, exactly. So it's so nice to create something.
Yeah,
I
know that feeling. Like wait all day.
But. So it's so nice when you can give people their life back.
Yeah.
So and you can create something. So that's the most wonderful experience that I have. So and when people are saying, "Oh wow, Sabine, this is so well done. Thank you so much that you did this to me. You are giving my life back."
Yeah.
That's the best energy that somebody can give you.
Sabine, do you have like rules that empower you to stay in that mindset? Do you have like for yourself? Because I can imagine it's like top sport. It's like you have to be a top performer. So you need to be in top shape with your physical health and your mental health every day to be able to do
Yes, I try to live very healthy, and you have to be a positive mind. So I work on that.
Yeah.
So, but actually, it are the patients who give me that positive energy through their feedback.
Okay.
So it's not that difficult for me.
Yeah.
And I really like my job. So actually, I'm addicted to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
It's not
my job. It's just like a passion.
Yeah.
And when you like your job and it's your passion, then it's fun and then you don't have to work.
That's correct. So let's say that your passion is a way to bring value to other people.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it. And you have to be always positive, and I think that that's the right mindset. Don't give up.
So I want to move a little bit further, because you're also an artist.
Yes.
You make paintings.
Yes.
So is that how did you develop as an artist? Or what created the spark to ignite that artistic adventure in your life?
So in my daily life and in my job, I have to be very focused. I have to be very precise. I have to be concentrated all the time. So I searched something where I could relax. Actually, I'm painting right now, and actually that's my relaxation therapy. So so sometimes you have to let the child out in you. And I can't do that when I'm working. I can't do that when I do my FEE treatments. I can't do that when I do my trichopigmentation. But I can when I'm painting.
Yeah.
So, and it's so much fun when you take your paint and don't think about anything, just do it. So throw the paint on the canvas and yeah, it's really fun to do it.
Is that for you like a way when you feel overwhelmed or confused, or you need to reload or recalibrate? Yeah, maybe you need to recalibrate. Yeah, exactly. Is that a way for you to reload?
Yeah, then I go into my studio and then I take my paint and I can do whatever I want, and it's actually like a relaxation therapy.
Yeah. So where do you get your inspiration of?
It comes from my inner me.
Okay.
So
you must have a nice inner me, because I've seen your work already. So it's quite impressive.
So I always paint with a lot of good vibes and with a positive energy. And I try to bring that into my paintings. And it comes from my inner me. So I never know what I'm going to paint before. So I start and I see what comes out.
So it's like it's a progress.
It's a progress.
It's a progress.
Yes.
Work in progress.
Yes, it's a work in progress. Yeah. And you have to experiment. Don't be afraid to do or to try something. So just do it. Just do it. Don't think, just do it.
And feel.
And feel it.
And feel.
Yeah.
I think as an artist, it's more important that you feel.
Yeah, don't think.
Than
just
that you
feel.
Think.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we overthink too much.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's sometimes the problem that we have as an adult.
Yeah.
We think too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't think too much. Don't have the fear to do something. Just try it and step out of your comfort zone. Because, I had no education to paint, so but I had always a big admire for people who were who make paintings, or who can sing, or who can do something creative.
Okay.
And I was thinking to myself, Sabine, maybe you have to try that also. But I have to step out of my comfort zone to do it.
Yeah, because you have to learn a whole new.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a learning process and sometimes you fail, but you learn from your failures. So don't think too much, do it and step out of your comfort zone. And it's I think that's the most important thing in life.
I think when you're in a creative like profession also, or for you like an artist, sometimes you get to the point, it's very difficult, but you can experience it. You can't think and feel at the same time. It's not possible.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and I don't know if it's true also for you, but when you don't think and you feel, sometimes you create things and afterwards you say, wow, did I do that?
Yes, exactly.
You have also like that feeling?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do more sometimes than you think.
Than you think. Yeah. It's the thinking that blocks.
Yes, exactly.
So,
and I think you should always listen to your feeling. So it's also in my work, in my daily life, or when I do consultations. When things don't feel right, don't do it.
Yeah, but that's also a feeling.
Is that more like
intuitive?
Yes.
Intuitive,
Yeah. Because sometimes you can do it, but when you get a bad feeling about it, then block it. Don't do it.
Yeah, because
refuse it.
Yeah, it's like you know beforehand that you don't want to get the results you want to produce.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it's better don't do it. If you have a bad feeling, or if your intuition says, maybe this is not good, don't do it.
That brings us to the point that, and maybe it's applicable to a lot of things in life, is when you really want to say yes. If you really want to say a real yes, you first must be able to say a no, but a real no.
Yes, of course.
If you can't say a real no.
Of course.
So,
of course. I say many times no.
Okay.
Because we also refuse a lot of clients or patients, because sometimes you can't tell them. So you have to say no, and it's sometimes
it's hard because
it's not what they want to hear.
Of course.
But actually, sometimes you protect the people for themselves.
Yeah.
When you say no.
Yes.
And afterwards, they are very happy. It happened to me that they say to me, oh, Sabine, I was really, really down when you say, okay, I can't help you with the hair transplant. But now, maybe 6 or 8 months later, I'm really happy that you told me the truth. Because now I realize that I'm not the right candidate or that my expectations were too high. Right, yeah. So really, really thank you that you say no. You have to say no in life.
Yeah, that's something we should do more, I think. Yes. Don't you think?
Yes, I think so.
Really learn to say a real no, to give a real no, so you can afterwards give a real yes.
Yes, of course.
And then go in. Yeah.
And sometimes people have to realize some things because they always see the situation in a different way. Sometimes they are not realistic and you have to say no. Yeah. It's important to say no in life.
Yes. Sabine, what are you grateful for? Not only on a professional level, maybe also on a personal level, maybe on a daily level. What are the things you are really grateful for?
I'm really grateful that I can do what I like to do and also be thankful in the first time that you have good health because there starts everything and that I can do what I like. I always say follow your passion and do what you like. That's the most important thing in life and be happy with what you have already.
Yes, that's also very, very, very true.
That's very, very important. Yeah. So it can always be better, but be thankful for the things that you already have.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's really true because it, at the other end, it gives you a deep insight that you understand maybe the way you already progressed. But it can take you from there also to a step further.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's a nice one.
If you're not happy, you can't grow. And you have to be a lot of self-respect. You have to be, respect also other people. So respect is also a big thing in life. You have to respect everything.
Yeah, that's more like an attitude, don't you think? To have respect, so you don't always experience it every day.
No, but when you think about it, then you know that it's really important.
Yeah,
and surround yourself with positive people. It's also really, really important. And don't listen always to what other people say, because sometimes people are jealous at you and they will bring you down. So you have to be very self-confident also.
Yes.
And surround you with happy people and then all the negativity in your life. And then you can grow. Otherwise, it's not possible.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. I agree with that. Because then we come to the point that that's really an attitude you have to have. And I'm persuaded that having respect for everything or everyone around you is like a number one rule. But sometimes, I always think there need to be people who do the right things and who demonstrate it also.
Yes.
To inspire others.
Yes.
So we can show a different way, because today sometimes we're evolving to another direction.
Mm-hmm.
So the importance to still keep doing all those things is more important than ever, I think.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
So if you look back from a higher level, if you could look back from a higher level and you can see the progress of your achievements in your life, what are the most valuable lessons you learned?
Be honest and tell the truth. If you don't do that, bad things can happen. And
how do you mean that?
Yeah. So sometimes people only go for the money. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
And that's such a shame, because you can ruin people's life when you only go for the money. It's important. We have to earn our money. But the most important thing is tell people the truth and inform them exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
And then we can maybe start in a different direction, is that you first have to bring value.
Yes.
And to bring value, you have to be honest.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
And afterwards,
and people will appreciate it. Yeah, maybe it takes, your journey takes a little bit longer, but it will pay off at the end of the time.
Yeah, because it's also your reputation.
Yes, exactly.
It's like a reputation. Yeah. It's with everything you do, exactly. Especially when you're professionally busy with some kind.
Yes.
Your reputation follows everywhere.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a very, very nice one. Sabine, what advice would you give young and driven entrepreneurs nowadays?
So first of all, follow your passion, work hard, never look back. If you fail, then you fail. It makes you only stronger, because you can't have success without failing or without failures. Actually,
correct.
Our failures are our education. It's actually like a teacher. So, and do what you like to do, and don't listen too much to other people who would like to bring you down. Go your way, and yeah, you have to work hard. But that's the most important thing.
Yeah, I agree with that, because sometimes if you want to develop something, you also need to put the work in it.
Yes.
To be able to develop like a skill or a knowledge or something that's related to it.
So never give up. That's the most important rule.
Yeah, that's a strong rule.
That's a strong rule,
Fall
go
down
on,
and step
go
up.
On. Yeah. When you fail, you have two possibilities. Or you can run away from it and say, oh, I don't want to do this anymore because, I did something wrong, or you can learn about it. So never give up.
The best lessons.
And the best lessons, and always think positive.
Yeah.
Tomorrow it will be a better day.
PMA, positive mental attitude.
When today was a bad day, tomorrow it can only be better. So never give up.
Sabine, I think it's a very strong one. I will remember that one.
Okay, thank you.
I want to thank you very kindly.
Okay, thank you.
For this interview
and
sharing this tremendous gift of knowledge with our listeners.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Sabine.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.